Now, back to the Bob Morning Show, brought to you by DJ's Home Services. Total Country Bob FM.
It's time to almanac it up here today on the Bob Almanac with the, are you standing by, Neil?
I am almanac.
What is the feeling here from your kitchen?
It's a good vibe.
What is the cause? What is the source of those good vibes? Is it the fact that you're close to your, you know, appliances? Do you feel a certain kinship with your microwave, with your range, with your oven?
It's actually all about candles. You know, I love candles, so I got my candle going here. I have my very scary little light-up jack-o'-lantern thing on my center island. I just lit that up.
Oh, my goodness.
This is very scary.
You're like Venus Flytrap doing a show on WKRP. Right. Turn the lights out.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Light some candles.
I'm in my element here, so...
We have a Bob Almanac salute today.
Yes, we do.
What knockers?
Oh, thank you, Doctor.
Oh, that's all right.
Terry Garr, how good was she in Young Frankenstein? It's time for a roll in the hay.
The story is she
got that German accent from reading about Terry Garr and her passing. She got that German accent because she'd been working on the Sonny and Cher show. And on the Sonny and Cher show, there was a hairdresser who was from Germany. And she tried to replicate and copy that German accent. And boy, was it good. I mean, it wasn't a great German accent, but it was a funny German accent.
She was so good in that.
Tootsie, of course, she was in that. She was in Close Encounters of the Third Kind. She was on a number of variety shows.
Yes.
And so forth. She started out as a dancer in Elvis Presley movies.
That's right. Kind of an extra.
And she was often in the early first few years of the David Letterman show in the 80s. The late night with David Letterman.
Remember that.
She was on there constantly, kind of recurring. She was on there a lot.
There's this one
where she took a shower in his shower, like they were doing the show from his office or something. And they followed her with a camera. And it was hilarious. She was very good. But Terry Garr, she died at the age of 79. Mm. She had been battling, I think it was MS.
Yes.
Multiple sclerosis.
She's had it for 20 years.
Yeah, she's had it. She passed away at the age of 79. Terry Garr, funny lady, lovely lady, and now gone, but
certainly
not forgotten. How about this date? Wednesday, October 30th, 304th day of the year, 1938.
We know now that in the early years of the 20th century, this world was being watched closely by intelligences greater than man's, yet as mortal as his own.
Boy, that's 1938. That is a young Orson Welles. I mean, so young at this point. At that point in his life, he would drink wine before it was time.
Right. He was a rebel.
That's how young he was. He didn't know any better.
Right.
Until Paul Masson set him straight. But Orson Welles and the War of the Worlds aired on CBS. Despite all the disclaimers, and they did disclaimers before, they did disclaimers during the show, people still thought it was an actual invasion of Martians and aliens.
It was genius the way they did it, with interrupting our programming for this special announcement. And it was so good. Remember, we used to do this. It was part of our annual Halloween celebration on the radio station. We would play the actual 1938 radio play. It was great.
It was, and that was the original. You could even hear the scratchiness from it.
Yes.
1938. 1952, this date.
Just wait till you taste my broccoli. Whether I mix it with exotic straw mushrooms and bamboo shoots in my latest farm fresh mixture, or I freeze each spear separately for broccoli that tastes super fresh.
Neil, isn't that what you had for breakfast? Bamboo shoots? Yummy.
with milk and sugar, they're a
little
treat.
Maple syrup on your bamboo shoots.
Yeah.
That's the man himself, Clarence Birdseye.
Oh.
That was this date. That was a commercial from the 70s about broccoli, which I know you're a big fan of broccoli, certainly. Clarence Birdseye sells his first frozen peas. And Neil, you watch the food that built America. You know the single one invention that helped propel us into the frozen food era, right?
TV dinners?
Flash freezing.
Oh, well, flash freezing. That's what he did.
Flash freezing. He invented
flash freezing
because if you just throw something into the regular freezer, it would develop these crystals. And it'd be ruined. You couldn't have anything that would sustain any time. It would not, be edible after a while. You needed something that would be flash frozen, and then it would be perfect. It froze it as it was, so then when you thawed it out, it would be as it was.
Yes.
So flash freezing was the invention that
we're all better for it.
Set us into the frozen food era, and Clarence Birdseye was right there, and I think the lady that the daughter of C.W. Post, the Post Toasties guy, became General Foods. After he died, I think she went and bought out Clarence Birdseye, became part of her General Foods conglomerate. Neil,
that's big money, but great invention by Birdseye.
Oh, it was big money. 1954.
I remember in those days. You give me a 6-point lead in the last quarter, they'll never catch me. They go out there and you play catch all day long, and the fans are in there, they say, what am I paying to see?
That was Red Auerbach. Yeah. We're talking about the 24-second clock. It was used for the first time by the NBA this day, 1954. And, there was one player in particular that was the cause of the reason for such things as widening the lane, or as they used to call it, the key, because it looked like a key, or the 24-second clock. And that player was?
George Mikan.
Yeah. Lakers George Mikan.
He changed the game.
Yeah, indeed. So the 24-second clock, 1954. There's a lot of discussion. I've seen something online now about how people are just tearing into the three-point shot. They're finally coming around to what we've been saying for a long time. Three-point shots ruin basketball.
Yeah, it's such a thing. I mean, when you see a guy that's streaking down the court and looks like he's going to just get a wide-open layup, instead he goes out to the corner and shoot a three. I mean, really? That's not basketball to me.
All right, let's move on to 1965.
Now then, I suppose the usual amenities are in order. I am the great Gazoo, the former headmaster scientist on planet Zetots.
The witch on what?
The planet never mind.
Fred and Barney meet the great Gazoo on this day, 1965. Would it be safe to say that the Flintstones jumped the shark?
Yes.
So
I would 100% say yes to
I'd
that.
Say they did it more often than just once, because then you had the Gruesomes, right, that lived next to him. Eventually that was like an Addams Family Munsters kind of thing. And then there was this thing called the Shmoo, which didn't really fit either. But the Great Gazoo was cool because that's voiced by Harvey Korman. It's Headley.
That's great.
Fred and Barney meet the Great Gazoo, that big green helmet.
Yes.
Looks like he plays for the Jets. That was a state 1965.
They could use them.
In 74, they could.
And here comes the Ali people out of the dressing room, and all of the questions will be answered. This is an awesome bar of George Foreman against the varnished boxing skills of Muhammad Ali.
They called it the Rumble in the Jungle. Howard Cosell was there, I'm certain. He wasn't commenting there yet. He's only there for the big show, but Ali defeated George Foreman in Zaire, regaining the world heavyweight championship.
That was the day. The heyday of boxing.
When boxing had names, and they probably still give names to the matches, but it just doesn't have the same effect. That was back in 74. 93.
And in this way, the rodents were kept isolated from the cabin air volume so that fecal matter or feed particulates could not be released.
Yeah.
This is a good opportunity to see what the cage looks like It's essentially a long drawer. You can see there are two screened panels, one each one representing a separate cage for an individual rat.
When you bring rats up on the Space Shuttle Columbia, you don't want fecal matter just floating in the air, Neil.
You can't have it.
You can't have it.
I mean,
it,
that's going to lead to sickness and illness.
Marty Fetman became the first veterinarian in space. Now, we've sent our cats to the vet, and you know, you get the bill, you know, and you go, oh, geez, what for that? I can't imagine how much the vet bill would be for sending your pet to space on the space shuttle to have it taken care of.
Yeah, it can't be cheap.
No. So he performed the world's first animal dissections in space. So he's the first space veterinarian.
Well,
pigs.
There you go.
Pigs in space. They could have done pigs, but they did rats instead.
Right.
I would have done pigs, but they said no. Pigs are smart enough to say, I'm not going up in that thing. Right. 1998 this day.
High-definition television is coming. Panasonic lets you experience it now. It's the most revolutionary idea since color. Panasonic, just slightly ahead of our time.
HD TV sets. TV sets featuring high definition. Introduced in the U.S. on this date. They were quite expensive right out the gate.
Yeah. Not now.
No, you can get them cheap.
You can get a 65-incher for $400.
Right. I think dog food is more expensive. You go to one of those big box stores, your Sam's Club or your Costco.
No.
You can get them cheaper than that. So that was this date. Or eggs. There was a time where eggs were more expensive.
Right.
Than a flat-screen HD TV. Yikes. 2007 on this date. Let's remember this guy.
On a clear day, rise and look around you.
Oh, great singer.
The voice of Robert Goulet.
You are.
I don't think we're going to have a clear day today.
On a clear day.
You know, and then every now and then he would show up, you know, he'd just make a cameo on a sitcom, which was always hilarious.
Was he making fun of my hair?
Look, I'm in a hurry. I've got to call Bingo in the Barracuda Lounge.
Yeah, you're not going anywhere, show tune. Just tell me, was he making fun of my hair or not? Was he?
He says you look like Pete Rose.
Pete Rose?
He's the all-time hits leader.
Oh, thank you, Robert Goulet, for the memories. Bob Goulet passed away on this date. He was 73. That's kind of young, Neil.
It is. It is young. Yeah. And, you know, but yeah, people, I mean, we all know him as a fine singer, but he had a certain comedic sense for sure.
Well, he performed on Broadway. He did plays and shows and all kinds of things. So he was multi-talented. 2012, this date.
Today, I am proud to announce the Walt Disney Company is acquiring Lucasfilm, the global entertainment company founded by George Lucas, and the home of the legendary Star Wars franchise.
Yeah, that's Bob Iger from Disney. Maybe his name isn't Bob, but it's something Iger. And he was the head of Disney at the time, and he was all grins. He bought Lucasfilm. He also
what was that checked for, I wonder?
Oh, it was huge. See if I've got it here. Got the total. $4.05 billion. George Lucas, he'll be doing just fine. He was doing fine before the sale, I'm pretty sure of it.
Yeah. It all worked out.
He made a lot of money on just the action figures alone. Mm-hmm. But it was Star Wars and Indiana Jones. But Iger there forgot to mention that, yes, we're going to buy these franchises from Lucas, and we're going to try to drain every single penny out of them we can get.
Right.
We're going to make so many movies and spinoffs, you're going to not like it. Really, some of the diehard fans, we're gonna tick you off. We might scare you away, but we're gonna make a lot of money. Yeah, I would say so. So that was this day, 2012, and then 2015.
Television history will be made. The first ever live televised exorcism, exclusively on Destination America. Join the crew of Ghost Asylum as they drive out the demons from the actual house that inspired the movie, The Exorcist.
The Exorcism live on television, 2015. And the only thing that happened was the ghost. They didn't see any ghosts. They didn't do any exorcism. But the ghost of the old gangster, Al Capone, showed up. And Geraldo Rivera said, now he shows up. He didn't show up when he opened up his vault, but here he is.
His timing was no good.
We have birthdays now. And yes, golfing farmer, I do remember the time that in high school mass media class, we took a field trip down and visited and hung out with Bob Bruce on Twin Cities Live, and Robert Goulet was the guest.
Oh, nice.
I shook the hands of Robert Goulet and Bob Bruce. Bob Bruce, too.
Should have never washed those hands again.
No. So, Eddie Holland Jr., along with his brother Brian and Lamont. You big dumb Lamont. Lamont Dozier. Anybody named Lamont's going to get the big dummy treatment, don't you think?
For sure.
They deserve it. Holland, Dozier, Holland. It's quite the songwriting trio. Yeah. And they crafted numerous hits for the Motown label, including that one right there. The Supremes, Stop in the Name of Love. 85 today for Eddie Holland Jr.
When the truth is found to be.
He didn't write this one, but I'm sure he wish he did. Grace Slick today, 85.
What
for
a great
Grace
singer.
Slick. Yeah, listen great to his rock. Voice right now.
Don't you want somebody to love? Don't you
as they were known then as Jefferson Airplane, Grace Slick is 85. Who else
85.
We have? 85 for Grace Slick, you bet. Still going.
I never met a girl who makes me feel the way that you do. You're all.
Otis Williams, one of the Temptations. Eddie Kendricks, of course, lead singing on this one, but Otis is in there somewhere. Happy birthday, 83, 79 for the coolest guy in Milwaukee.
Who won that race? Oh. Hey, girls, knock yourselves out. I'm really sorry. It was a slip of the finger, slip of the finger. I love you. I'll call you a little later, right? Hey.
You just do that, and they? Hey, say, that's a nice trick.
Oh, it ain't no trick. It's a gift.
You had that ability in high school. I'd snap your fingers and... But you'd snap your fingers, but the custodians would come because they know that you made a mess.
Yeah.
So, that's the Fonz. Arthur Fonzarelli. Henry Winkler is 79. Here today for Henry Winkler, 79 today. Also,
look at us, baby.
Timothy B. Schmidt singing here for the Eagles. Seems like every time Randy Meisner left a group, there was Timothy B. Schmidt to replace him. Happened in Poco. Happened with the Eagles.
Yeah.
When Randy Meisner was fired as manager of the Seattle Mariners, there was Timothy B. Schmidt to take over midseason.
Got him back in baseball mind.
He got him back in the race, Neil, in the old Western Division.
Bless his heart. Fine singer.
Yeah, Timothy B. Schmidt. I can't tell you why. I would assume he also wrote that song, so they gave him the chance to sing lead on it. Timothy B. Schmidt here today is 77. Be remiss if we didn't have one of these.
The TV theme time, Jim.
Yeah, because Harry Hamlin.
Oh, yeah.
One of the lawyers at L.A. Law.
Yep.
If you're injured in an accident, call one of these dummies. We'll work with you. We'll make sure the insurance company... we'll give you Corbin Burnson. He's no good. Yeah. Corbin Burnson hasn't won a case in 5 years. You can have him.
Right.
So there you go. 1-800-CALL-GARY. Or is it Ask Gary? I think you can ask Gary, but you got to call him first before you ask him. Harry Hamlin, 73.
I tell it like it used to be.
70, T. Graham Brown.
Nice.
Another country singer, the father-daughter duo.
Sweet Desire.
Jeannie Kendall.
Oh, yeah.
Royce's little girl. Royce no longer with us, but Jeannie is 70. They sang well together. They really did. She's 70 today. Love this guy's impressions.
So you do an impersonation of someone, but you can only use one word.
to sell the entire impersonation. And here's the toughest part. You cannot use a word that person is famous for saying. Okay? That's cheating. So for Liam Neeson, the word is bananas. You all have familiar with the word. And Liam Neeson says that word like this. Bananas.
It's right on the money, is it not? He is a very good impressionist, and that's Kevin Pollak. Remember, he was in A Few Good Men. Other movies as well, 67. Number five just cries a river. Know Your Cassidy Sisters. Shadazy. Oh,
now I know who it is.
Kristen Cassidy or Kelsey?
Well, since you said Cassidy, I'm assuming it's Cassidy.
48 today for her, and then on that TV show for, it was called Glee.
What happened to the seashell bikini?
I wasn't comfortable.
Well, get over yourself.
Okay, I'm sorry, you guys, but I am who I am, and I'm not going to change that for any number or any guy.
Marley, we're all trying to win a championship here, as a team, but you put your personal agenda above that. I'm sorry, but you're suspended for the rest of the week.
Suspended for not wearing a seashell bikini on Glee. You know,
well,
where
it does
their
seem egregious.
It does. Right. Everybody, if you're going to be in a production in your high school, you better be wearing a seashell bikini. That right. was Supergirl before she was Supergirl when she was in Glee. And that's Mr. Shu, who was doing the suspending there. Maybe he should be the one wearing the seashell bikini. Mr. Shu, Mr. Schuster from
they
Glee.
They might not win that state title.
Matthew Morrison, 46. I don't know. He could pull it off. He was kind of dainty.
Okay. That's it. Gone, but not forgotten today. Not a big list here either, but we do have our former president, and he was the second president of our United States, and I believe the father of our fifth president. Was John Quincy five or six? I can't remember for sure. But anyway, we're talking about John Adams, born on this day, 1735. He was a bodybuilder. He had the world on his shoulders. Charles Atlas. Don't call him Chuck. Charles Atlas, born on this day, 1893. Academy Award-winning actress Ruth Gordon, born on this day, 1896, Jim.
Say, old lady, where's Philo Venom?
How the hell do I know? Get off my porch with that thing. Get off my property.
You're not very hospitable.
Hospitable, my ass. Get off my porch.
She was going to take no gruff from the Black Widows.
Right.
Right? In Every Which Way But Loose.
Yes.
She was Clint Eastwood's mom.
Any which way you can.
And she did not like Clyde because Clyde ate a whole bag of Oreos.
Yeah, that was not popular with her.
And I think
she caught
Clyde peeking at her. While she was changing.
That's creepy. Yeah. She was also, she won an Oscar for her work in Rosemary's Baby.
Why not?
An Emmy for her work in the sitcom Taxi. Ruth Gordon, talented actress, born on this day, 1896. Actor Dick Goutier, I remember him as Jaime on the Get Smart program, and he was in many, many other shows.
Great work, Jaime. But how did you get him to leave?
I appealed to his scientific curiosity. I told him I was a robot.
How in the world did you ever get him to believe that story?
I showed him my works.
And his works being his inner workings, Neil.
Yes, Dick Gaudier, born on this day, 1931. And you soccer fans, well, football, Diego Maradona, born on this day, 1960, next to Pele, maybe the greatest soccer player of all time. Argentina, I think, is where he did a lot of his work. But and then he kind of had some personal struggles too, some drug and other issues. Died very young, sadly.
Wouldn't you also have issues if you played in a sport where the games often end 0-0?
Yeah, that would that would wear me out. Diego Maradona, born on this day, 1960. Now they're all gone. But not forgotten.
Your staff forgot one of the great tuna pitch men of all time.
Howie, what's that?
A pedigreed dog. Owning one shows my good taste.
Dogs? What do dogs do?
Mostly they ask to go out. Also they fetch.
Woof.
See that Starkist?
But Starkist doesn't want tunas with good taste. Starkist wants tunas that taste good. See?
Sorry, Charlie.
Sorry, Charlie. What? That was. Who didn't say that as a catchphrase?
Oh, we all did.
In the 60s, 70s, into the 80s. Sorry, Charlie.
Yeah.
Charlie the Tuna. The voice of Charlie the Tuna for Starkist. Herschel Bernardi, 1923. The Dolphins didn't like him because they were getting caught in the tuna nets. Herschel Bernardi, 1923. Now, he's also on in Peter Gunn.
Okay.
But you may be familiar with that.
I am, yes.
1923. Now they're all gone, but gone, not forgotten.
But not, no.
Juice Newton, Queen of Hearts.
Okay.
Alan Jackson, right on the money. Highway Men with Highway Man.
We better start with Juice.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDDG, Albany, KDDG, HD1, Albany, St. Cloud, KDGY, Faribault.